Seattle is one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. Why are people moving here? It's an attractive place. Businesses are growing and resettling here. There's a building boom. The cultural and natural attractions are numerous. What's not to like? But being the new person in any town comes with its challenges. And here in Seattle, there are some unique hurdles to assimilation. As the area grows, long-term residents and new arrivals alike question what kind of a city this is and how is it changing. The KUOW Ask a series brought together a group of newcomers and seasoned Seattleites to share stories. The event took place at the Belltown Community Center on November 19th. We asked the newcomers about their first impressions.
When we moved here and we came on May Day, on May 1st, and we didn't know about the May Day protest. We learned very quickly that, you know, Seattle has never met a protest that didn't like.
It was so gorgeous. I could see mountains everywhere and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so exciting living here.
My first impression is that this is a city that is growing, and even though I have been here for less than 2 years, I see changes everywhere and fast. Construction everywhere, with more construction, more roads, and more traffic.
It's a very open-minded city. It's very beautiful. What surprises me the most is the gray and rain are a lot worse than I was expecting it to be.
The multicultural aspect of this city is what attracted me, and I figured that it wouldn't be a tremendous culture shock like it would be if I moved to Kansas City, for example. What surprised me is maybe really how divisive it is when you start talking about politics or guns or religion.
We then asked newcomers how Seattle compares to their previous home.
You couldn't have a more different place from Jacksonville, Florida than Seattle, Washington. My wife is black, so and my kids are, you know, mixed. So, you know, like in Florida, we were sort of like the rebellious couple. Whereas in Seattle, we're kind of boring. I mean, there's much more interesting mixes of people here, you know, than that. So, yeah, that's a welcome reprieve.
So, Delhi is very polluted. It's not... It didn't feel very safe personally for me, and so mostly for me it felt like my gender was ahead of me as a person. I haven't had to like put my gender ahead of me as often as I had to in Delhi.
We finished by asking how our new arrivals had been received by other Seattleites.
Made a couple good friends out here, though they all seem to be newcomers, so I'm not sure if Seattleites who have been here longer tend to make friends and then sort of stay within the clique.
I think once you start talking to them and they realize that you also struggle to find a home, you also struggle to pay for your mortgage or your rent, and they realize we have more in common.
They seem to be, you know, pretty accepting. I haven't heard any critical things about newcomers.
Yeah, I have met a lot of Seattleites. It's been a little tough for me to break into, you know, making deep friendships here. I don't know why that is, but I find that I have to be more proactive. I have to be the one asking people to do stuff.
You just heard from Richard David Smith, Samritri Chandra Shekhar, Claudia Delgado, Lori Vio, Natasha Wellid, and Alan Balway. They participated in our Ask a Newcomer event at the Belltown Community Center on November 19th. For KUOW, I'm Sonia Harris.